For over 50 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green provides you with the kind of personalized help and attention that mass market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, customer service, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or call us at 301-530-0800 or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We're brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, and we do try to bring you a lot of interesting, up-to-date, and even controversial information all about you and your health. Now, the show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com, and this is a reminder that Village Green is your resource for questions about your health via the website and the store on Cedar Lane. And a reminder that they do carry superior supplements from many manufacturers, including their own Pathway products. Now, we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. You can tune in next Sunday for Kevin's interview on naturopathy. Now, today our guest is Dr. Thomas Lokensgaard. He is a holistic and biological dentist preventing and treating gum, also called periodontal disease, and dental cavities. Welcome to the show, Dr. Tom.
Thank you, Dana. It's good to be back. I'm glad to be here. Thanks for asking me.
Well, talk a little bit about your background. You and I share a dental background. I'm a dental hygienist as well as a nutritionist,
mm-hmm. Sure.
And we always enjoy our discussions. Tell us more about your history and your background.
Well, that's a great question because, I've been on a journey for 30 years trying to figure out, why people get decay and why some don't. I was trained as a traditional dentist doing mercury fillings and, the basic, tenets that, most traditional dentists do. And I always kind of sensed that my patients just needed something more. It wasn't just about a cavity here or a cavity there. And I'd have patients that would come to me and they would have all kinds of health concerns. They'd be overweight, they'd have thyroid issues, they'd have nutrition questions, and I didn't know how to answer them. So, but I always felt that there was a connection there. So what happened was I went to, I became a naturopath, in 2007, after an extensive, practice in Minnesota as a dentist and kind of connected the dots to nutrition. And then I went to a nutrition seminar in Nashville, which is where I eventually ended up. And I discovered a whole body of doctors, chiropractors, MDs, dentists who understood the connection between nutrition and dentistry. And then I was, as I was still in Minnesota, I got to working with a hygienist like yourself who was doing natural skin care. And she said, Tom, with what you're doing, you should check into the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine and go through their boarding process, which I did. So I kind of look at everything through an anti-aging, naturopathic, dentistry, biological dentistry lens. So I'm kind of an anomalous, creature, but it really helps me to diagnose people's issues.
Well, it gives you more tools. You certainly Correct. Have the original tools that dentists have. You have a strong Yep. Background in biology with an emphasis in biochemistry and physiology, but then you've expanded Mm-hmm. it. I talk about having many tools in the toolbox, but also speaking many languages. And Right. sometimes when people like you and like me and many of our colleagues go and expand from one profession to another, incorporating more of the functional medicine and functional dentistry mm-hmm. Guidelines, mm-hmm. people think we've jumped off a cliff. And when you learn a new language, you don't unlearn the language
yeah.
that you have. And so isn't it better to speak more languages? And that's exactly what you do. I'm very interested that you have a background in naturopathy and also mm-hmm. anti-aging medicine.
Yeah, and you know, following your comment there, which is very, very astute, there are now some very first-class organizations in dentistry. One called the International Association of Oral Medicine and Toxicology, which I'm a member of. And then there's another one called the IABDM, which is the International Association of Biological Dental Medicine. And then there's the Holistic Dental Association. So there's kind of a schism, if you will, in dentistry and in medicine, too, like you mentioned, functional medicine versus traditional medicine. And I'm not going to, you know, don't get me wrong, because traditional dentistry does some very wonderful things. But I think that we're kind of missing out on a lot of the procedures and techniques that we could be utilizing to really help people, to really connect the dots. So one of the things that we do is we work together with healthcare teams. We'll have to, you know, being that we get a lot of the train wreck patients in, the patients with Lyme, multiple chemical sensitivities, all these issues, they're sensitive to everything. And they're trying to, you know, figure out where to go with this. And so what they're really looking for is hope. And they're coming in here and they say, well, I've been to, you know, 40 doctors and they all think I'm crazy, blah, blah, blah. And we say to them, well, you're crazy like we are, you know, but we agree with you and we believe in what you're doing. So I rely on a lot of these organizations to help me with my materials, et cetera, and my training. So that's very helpful to me.
Well, your background also includes endocrinology. So you...
Right.
You are gifted in many areas, so when you look at your patient, you have a broader view. And I had a similar experience working with a healthcare team, and mm-hmm. you said this very well. We learned from each other, and
right.
I think we're always still learning, and I always learn something important from you. Let's talk about some of the basics in what you do in dentistry, about the dentition, about the changes in dentistry toward more right. contemporary, modern, functional approaches.
Right. Well, that can go. That's about a 3-day conversation,
isn't it?
but let me just say that, you know, there's been a large change in materials. We've gotten away from a lot of the damaging materials that we used to use, and we've also made the connection between some of the damages of the materials that we use in overall health. We've also made the connection, and in fact, Harvard Medical School made the connection in 2001 between cardiovascular disease and periodontal disease. Periodontal disease meaning an infection of the gums. We're also looking now at infections in the mouth and how infections in the mouth will overtly affect your systemic health, and in mostly in a negative way. Failed root canals, osteocavitations, just infected teeth, caries, dental caries. It all kind of starts with dental caries, and we've still been looking for the magic bullet, you know, as to why some people come in, and you know this is an RDH. You know, some people they'll try to do everything right, and they get decay, and they have problems with their teeth, and other guys will come in here and they don't brush and floss or do anything, they eat crappy diets, and they have no decay. So what's the difference? So you know, those are some of the questions and some of the obstacles and barriers that we work with on a day-to-day basis.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned about the perio and cardio connection. However, we in dentistry have been talking about this since the 60s.
That's true.
And people weren't listening. We also
right.
talked about the problems with tetracycline when moms mm-hmm. took tetracycline when they were pregnant. Again, it took 30 years for the medical community to recognize this interplay between what happens in the mouth. And it used to be, I was just talking to a physician, the mouth used to be the hole that they looked through to see the throat.
Yep.
And
yep.
not see the gingiva, how the tongue works, the dentition. So I
right.
am thrilled to see how mature the field and widespread the field has become.
It's exciting.
It is.
And, you know, it's going in that direction, Dana, very, very quickly, because the truth is undeniable. And you can either ignore the truth or you can believe a lie. And some people in our profession, in the medical profession, do both. But as you said, you know, since the 1960s, we've been looking at heart disease and periodontal disease. Truth be told, we've been looking since the 1920s when Frank Pottinger, who is an MD, and Weston A. Price, who was a DDS, and now they've come together, you know, and there's two very good organizations, which I failed to mention initially. It's the Price-Pottinger Foundation and the Weston A. Price Foundation. These two organizations connect the dots between dentition and diets and minerals and vitamin activators and all these kinds of wonderful things that we had in our diet, you know, in the 1920s and the 1930s. And today, because of our, you know, and I blame a lot of this on the refined diet, because we've taken out all the nutrition, we've taken out all the mineral content, we've taken out all the fat. I mean, the whole thing about, you know, healthy fats is huge. And, so, you know, we're learning and, you know, it seems to me like we had it all down. People used to go out into the sun, they'd walk in the rain and they walk along the beach and they were healthy. And today, because we've totally destroyed our diets, through refining, the diet and the food products and, you know, making them last a long time on the shelf and, having them taste good, i.e. sugar, that we've really missed the boat on nutrition.
We certainly have. And you bring up two heroes, Price and Pottinger. I read the early book, and that was the basis for the initial lectures I used, giving both books full credit. I have never forgotten the concepts that those that lived in an area not near foods of commerce, the people had a nice dentition, broad faces, were healthy, free of decay. And those that were living near the foods, where foods of commerce coming in, they started showing a change in that dentition. Mm-hmm. And when we come back to our second segment, I'd like you to describe some of those changes, because they're really epidemic today. So for those of you who have just tuned in with us, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We're going to be right back after this break with more interesting information from Dr. Thomas Lokensgaard.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Hi, I'm Gail Isaacson, owner of Village Green Apothecary, where we've been specializing in meeting your unique healthcare needs for over 50 years. Our passion is helping you to get to your root cause of health conditions. At Village Green Apothecary, our expert team of pharmacists and clinical nutritionists offer guidance on diet, nutrients, and pharmaceuticals to empower you with personalized recommendations just for you. Plus, we offer lab testing and nutritional consultations to optimize your health plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda or online at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. A reminder that the show is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. And a reminder that Village Green is your resource for questions about your health via the website and the store on Cedar Lane. And they do carry superior supplements from many manufacturers, including their own Pathway products. Now, we're here every Sunday morning, and Kevin Passaro will be here next week. You can listen to his interview on naturopathy. Now, today our guest is Dr. Thomas Lokensgaard, who is a holistic and biological dentist. He has a background in endocrinology. He is fascinating. He has a background. He's a naturopath. And I think we are talking to somebody who has been able to put together so much information at so many different levels about the human body and the interrelationship with the teeth, the oral cavity, the periodontium, and diet. And I always say I got into nutrition through dentistry as a dental hygienist because we talk about food and prevention.
Right.
So let's carry on our conversation, Dr. Tom. This has been so good.
Okay. So, yeah, so basically we have stripped, when I say we, I'm talking about the food industry, the food manufacturers, et cetera. And through, you know, and I don't think it's been an evil intent. I just think that through, you know, food storage and trying to do mass quantities of food to feed the populations, we've ended up stripping our food source with vital nutrition. And by that I mean healthy fats. And we've substituted poor fats and trans fats in its place. We've also added sugar to make everything taste good. And we all know the devastation of sugar. That could be a whole show right there about what sugar does. In fact, one of the things that sugar does is it reverses the dental fluid transport system in your teeth. And so it reverses the flow of minerals in and out of the teeth. And so people are looking for, well, what causes decay? Well, that's one thing right there in the acidity. We've also driven up the acidity levels, the acid levels in our diet, and what we call the standard American diet, or SAD, pretty sad. We've also taken out minerals because our water is so toxic and because our food is so toxic. We've taken out all the minerals in the soil through depletion of agricultural means, and we've also depleted the water supply because we're trying to get rid of the toxicity in the water. In fact, I just ran across this past weekend. I thought I'd share this with you because this is pretty interesting. There, in this is Sunday morning. So, in the Bible, the Lord talks about clean foods and unclean foods. And so, they took this toxic water. It was extremely toxic. It would probably cause death in a small child. And they put some crustaceans, the foods that we're not supposed to eat, the lobster, the shrimp, the fish without scales, and they put it in this water. And guess what happened to the water? The water became clean. And so, as these scum, sucking bottom dwellers, if you would, are cleaning up the water, and then we're eating the fish and we're eating the crustaceans and we're eating things that we're not supposed to, but so we become very toxic. And because of the toxicity, and because of the lack of minerals and the lack of vitamins and the lack of essential healthy fats or cellular membrane repair, we've lost voltage in our cells. And you remember when we went to school, and back in high school and back in early college days, and they told us that the nucleus was the brain of the cell. You remember that?
Oh yeah. Simple.
Well, as it turns out, it's the cellular membrane, which is actually like a screen door. It's like a semi-permeable screen door that is actually the brain and the guts of the cell, because that's where nutrients enter and exit the cell. But we don't have enough acetyl-L-carnitine, for example, every time we burn, we burn an oxidative fuel in the mitochondria, we end up with an exhaust that the body has to deal with. That's called oxidative stress. But we don't have the capacity anymore because you know, we're lacking alpha lipoic acid, we're lacking acetyl carnitine, we're lacking nutrients to remove these chemicals, and also the barrier to the cell has become plugged up, if you will. And so, and as we've substituted trans fats, we now have trans fatty cellular membranes, which don't allow for voltage change and don't allow for proper voltage. And so people get all kinds of diseases and chemical sensitivities. And it just, you know, it goes on and on and on with disease control. But it all stems back to nutrition. And we've messed that all up. So we have to put that back together, in my opinion.
Yes. And you have said this so well. Years ago, when I learned that trans fatty acids took the place of the healthy omega-3 fatty acids and the cholesterol, correct, that belongs in the cell membrane, when that gets in there, it hardens the cell membrane. That was 50
right.
years ago when I learned that.
Right.
And I knew that that was a terrible thing. It's aging. It's breakdown. And think of, mm-hmm. I always tell people, it's like shutting the doors and locking them. The cell membrane doesn't mm-hmm. have that fluidity. And
correct.
Now
correct.
We use the term the cell danger response. One of my colleagues mm-hmm. has named when the cell goes into attack, when it's been attacked, whether that's viral, whatever stressor, whatever mm-hmm. it is, it stays in the danger response and doesn't come out of it. And that leads to these chronic inflammatory
exactly.
autoimmune.
And the reason for that is this. It's all dependent upon voltage, and cellular repair is dependent on voltage, which is also dependent on oxygen. So in my studies and what I've discovered is I attended a very serious lecture about a year ago, and the speaker said, I'm here to tell you there's only one disease. And everybody's kind of going, okay, what could that be? And he says, aging. Aging is the disease. So what causes aging? And everybody's like, okay, well, multinutrient deficiencies, no. Toxicity, no. And the answer is metabolism. Well, what causes altered and lowered metabolism? Oxygen. Lowered oxygen. So what happens in all these disease states, and then let's just take dental infection. Let's just take a failed root canal. What happens is you get miles and miles of microtubules that get shut off because you've now plugged the main artery in, which is the pulp chamber, and you filled it with the gutta percha, which is kind of a toxic material anyway. And you have miles of these dental tubules, and so no longer can the dental lymph fluid, enter into these canals, and these microtubules are called microtubular highways, dental highways. And the voltage drops, and then the oxygenation drops, and when the oxygenation drops, then the anaerobes, which live without oxygen, come in and they set up housekeeping. And they start, you know, they wake up and because of the voltage drop, and then they start chewing on you for lunch. And so what happens is they produce endo and exotoxins, which the body tries to wall off, but ineffectively so. And then every time you chew on your tooth or you're eating, you'll squish out a little bit of pathogenic material, endo and exotoxins, which goes right to the liver, increases C-reactive protein, which increases the cytokine response, which causes your body to become inflamed. So now this is the connection between chronic inflammation and tooth infections. So you become chronically inflamed. It's kind of like, it's a little bit like essential hypertension. And I only, would say, well, you can't feel it. You don't know it's there. It's the same thing with chronic degenerative disease and inflammation, chronic inflammation. So that's kind of how the whole process begins. But it's dependent on a lot of factors, but it starts with the cellular membrane, and then it starts with low voltage, and then the anaerobes come in, set up housekeeping, and doctors go, well, they begin to run all these, well, we can't find anything wrong. And the reason that they can't find anything wrong is because they're not looking at the metabolic process.
Yes. Yes.
Taking the lowered oxygen.
Again.
So there you go.
Again, you've nailed it and done a really good explanation of a very complex system. This
it's extremely complex,
and it isn't as simple as we'd like it to be. But
right,
the more
right.
we learn, the more complex it seems to get. It's always interesting that when you went back to the cell, that there was an outer membrane, inner membrane, nucleus, and that was mm-hmm. it. Now we know the cell's a mini body. It has organelles. It has an
yep.
immune system.
One of the organelles, which is the mitochondria.
Yes.
Which is like your little energizer bunny. And that is what it's really all about, is metabolism of oxygen and how we utilize oxygen. Because in the metabolic cycle, in the electron transport system, when you're healthy, when you have proper voltage, and your body is maintaining a homeostatic balance, you burn 38 ATP molecules per electron transport cycle. But when your voltage is low and the oxygenation is low and you can't burn the energy level and you have an energy deficit, you end up with 2 ATP molecules. That stands for adenosine triphosphate, and that's the energy that your cell burns. So I'm fatigued. I don't know what to do about it. I can't figure out what's wrong. And it's all about the mitochondria. It's all about the fact that because your voltage is low, because your oxygenation levels are low, because you can't metabolize energy, and then the bugs come in and they wake up, the EBV viruses come in, and the chlamydia and the spirochetes wake up and they start doing their thing. And people can't figure this out. And so doctors will say, well, let's give you an antibiotic. Let's give you a systemic antibiotic, which does what? I mean, it just kills all your probiotics and your gut microbiome, which doesn't help you. You know, and it's just kind of like, to me, I make the analogy, it's kind of like hitting a mosquito with a nuclear bomb.
Yes.
It's really overkill.
That's a good metaphor. And I am happy to announce that as of 2018, partially hydrogenated oils, which contain the trans fatty acids that are so damaging to mm-hmm. every aspect of our health, they are banned as of this year, and it's sad for me to say that we've known this early in the 50s. We knew that
yep.
it was damaging, and the industry
yep.
protected itself and did
yeah.
not the government. I don't know where the biochemists in the government were. This is something we understood in biochemistry 50 years ago, and mm-hmm. when I look at how long the government took, one of the researchers has sued the government for waiting so long. And just
good
to give
him.
You an example, Denmark banned in 2004 trans fatty acids, partially hydrogenated oils, and had a 75% reduction in cardiovascular deaths. They're not
Amazing.
Even talking about fetal death, about
mm-hmm.
fetal
mm-hmm.
incapacitation, about the development of the brain in the fetus. It's much, much more broad than cardiovascular. But I'm glad
Absolutely.
They're banned.
That's good. Well, you know, they've done studies on cord blood, which is supposed to be a very natural state and no toxicity, you know, zero toxicity. And they found over 250, and these are unborn children, where they've examined cord blood, they've studied it, and they found 256 chemical toxins in the cord blood, half of which are carcinogenic.
Yes.
So from the get-go, born with toxicity. Now, here's another one. The very prestigious New England Journal of Medicine, a neuroexcitotoxin.
Yes. Yes.
So how about that one? So what are we doing? You know, and we've fluoridated our water supply, and it's not even natural fluoride that they do it with. It's hydrofluorosilicic acid, which is a toxic waste product from the fertilizer industry.
And that was never tested. So we're going to keep this conversation going in the next segment. For those of you who have just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. I'm Dana Lake, sharing the show and alternating with Dr. Kevin Pissarro. Please stay with us. We'll be right back after this break with more interesting information from Dr. Thomas Lokensgaard.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7, available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Whole Food Multivitamins. They are the only USDA-certified, organic, non-GMO-verified whole food multivitamins available. They're gluten-free, certified vegan, and feature a patent-pending clean tablet technology. Kind Organics is super clean, untreated, unadulterated, and real whole food. Kind Organics Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't meet? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. Our expert team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths who can offer you advice on nutritional products and personalized healthy living plans. We also offer specialized lab and micronutrient testing to our customers. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support, available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, folks, to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. We're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., so please do tune in next Sunday for Kevin's interview on naturopathy. And today, our guest is Dr. Thomas Lokensgaard, and we've been talking about holistic and biological dentistry, about prevention. He has a background that is so broad, and he is a naturopath, and he also has a background in endocrinology and dentistry. So he's been able to pull from many, many scientific medical training, and the result is amazing, just amazing. So we've been talking about that. And you and I had spoken earlier about sleep apnea, and dentistry is playing an important part in this treatment, and it would be really important for our listeners to hear what you have to say.
Absolutely true, and this is for the moms out there, and for the dads who have young ones and who have children from probably three on up to 13, 12 to 13. We do in our practice probably half of our practice is what we call functional orthodontics, meaning, well, let me just kind of back up here and give you the history of orthodontics. There's kind of, as we said, there's a schism in dentistry. There's also a schism in orthodontic techniques and theory. And here's the old theory is that, okay, we have the reason that we have crowded teeth is because we have crowded arches and the arches aren't wide enough. So the old school was, well, let's just pull the four perfectly good bicuspids, and we'll take and we'll just kind of crowd down the arch even a little more just to straighten the teeth out. But the problem with that is when you take the arch form and you reduce it down even further, now you are trapping the mandible, which is your lower jaw, and you're trapping the tongue, and you're forcing kids to become mouth breathers. And, you know, as Weston A. Price said, and as we talked about the Weston A. Price diets, when these kids were on their native diets, they ended up with nice broad arches, teeth came together, no decay, and they had a proper airway space. And we've already mentioned the fact that metabolism is a very important thing in your health and in utilization of oxygen. So as you grow older and you have a very crowded arch and if you just look at your, this is for the moms out there, if you just look at your kids and you have them lift their tongue up, there's a little band of tissue. It's called a lingual frenum. And you just look at that little band of tissue and say, Johnny, just open up your mouth wide and touch the tongue to the roof of your, to the palate of your mouth. And if they can't do it, if you see this little string attachment and they can't touch the palate, then you know that they've got a tongue tie. And if they have a tongue tie, and then look at their arch. And if their arch is not wide and about 50 millimeters from molar to molar in the back, and if their teeth don't come together, and if they have a deep bite, which means you can't see their lower teeth because their upper teeth cover their lower teeth, then you have what we call a class 2, division 2 type bite, and they have a narrowed archway, and that's the key. When you have a narrowed archway, and you're a mouth breather, you're not getting the proper oxygen into the brain to develop, to have proper metabolization. So look at that and make sure that that your kids are have proper arch size, and don't let any pediatric dentist or orthodontist pull their perfectly premolar teeth, you know, in adolescence or in adulthood.
Yes. You know, that was such a good take home. I love it when our listeners can do something immediately after listening to the show. And that is a really good takeaway about looking at the tongue. The other thing I'd like you to cover briefly, because we have so much we want to talk about, is the narrowing of the arch affecting the pituitary. Can you go into that, please?
Yeah, well, we're supposed to, that's a great question, and we're supposed to breathe through our nose. But with the development, with the depletion of the food sources, with the poor development of mouth breathing, and what the question here is, the topic is on mouth breathing, is that when we're supposed to breathe through our mouth, even at night. And so when you're snoring and your jaw drops back and you're choking and you've got apnea, that's a bad sign. So the pituitary gland is the master gland. And what happens is there's kind of two phases of this. There's the growth and development phase, and then there's the adult phase. And so what happens is you want to be able to breathe through your nose with your mouth closed, which will increase the parasympathetic response and will also cool down the sinuses, which will cool down the pituitary gland and will help that gland to how we say, Dana, would help it to function better, and will help your whole it'll increase your capacity to destroy pathogens in your nasal cavities, in your maxillary sinus, and in your sphenoid sinus. So all of your sinuses are connected, and they're all kind of dependent and functioning on proper breathing. The other thing you could say is that there's this whole thing about the sympathetic and the parasympathetic nervous system. But there are two systems that we have. The sympathetic is your fight or flight, and we're all stressed out today. We all know this because we're all, you know, under a lot of stress. And so that changes your endocrinology. It changes your hormones, and it puts you into a fight or flight mode. And so proper breathing affects the sympathetic nervous system. So short, shallow breathing is bad, and that will increase the sympathetic response, sympathetic tone. And so what you want to do is yield to the parasympathetic response. And the way to do that is very deep breathing. Breathe in, hold, then exhale slowly, and then really focus and concentrate on your breathing, which will shift you to a parasympathetic response and actually increase your heart rate variability. And the dental malocclusions and breathing techniques can respond and help the heart rate variability.
That was so interesting. This is another example of where dentistry and medicine have to overlap. And they are certainly accomplishing that. The mouth is not separate. The arm isn't separate from your body. It's that old song, the head bones connected to that. It really is critical, and I must say I am glad that in cardiology they're talking about the importance of having a healthy dentition and healthy periodontal mucosal areas, which are called the gums. People know it as the gums. So with the sleep apnea, there are devices that can be utilized. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. And we make quite a bit of these, quite a few of these. There's snoring, which is kind of a symptom, not healthy, but there's obstructive sleep apnea. It's called OSA. And I've written a book on this, and it's going to be released fairly soon on our website, and it's called So Why Can't I Sleep? And so there are a lot of moving parts related to sleep, but if you have obstructive sleep apnea, and again, moms and wives and husbands, if your spouse is breathing and then stopping at night and choking and unable to and gasping for air, that's a very bad sign. That can cause death. And so what we do is we have what we call a mandibular repositioned appliance called an MRA, meaning that we make an appliance that fits into your upper teeth and it holds your lower jaw forward so that it increases the pharyngeal airway space so that you can breathe properly. So hold you have to do this with your mouth closed and you breathing through your nose. But what it will do is it'll open up the airway, it'll bring your mouth forward. And we talked about that, you know, the jaw dropping back, which is a bad thing. So check, you know, you guys can check your own bites also. Just bite your teeth together, and if you see nothing in your lower teeth, nothing of your lower teeth, then you know that you have a deep bite. And so what you want to do is you want to bring your lower jaw out end to end and touch your teeth together. And that's where we make these MRAs, these mandibular reposition appliances. And that helps with the breathing. And they're very effective. They're a little hard to get used to, but they're very effective. And quite a few insurances will cover cover these MRAs or these sleep appliances. And there's many different kinds of, you know, forms of appliances, but the one we make is kind of a fin-based appliance, but it works very well, and it works almost every time.
Yes, that's so much easier for many people who are finding the CPAP machines to be too difficult to deal with. And it makes a huge CPAP difference because people are suffocating throughout the night.
Right. What happens with CPAP is that 50% of the people that start on a CPAP machine will end up not utilizing it. They're just too cumbersome, you know, and they're loud and they're bulky. And you want to have a relationship with your spouse and not sleep in separate homes or separate bedrooms. And CPAPs, you know, and CPAPs can be used in conjunction with MRAs also. But we found that with your hypopnea index, that's the, you know, the little sleep test that you have done, which you'll have to have that done first. If your hypopnea index is between 0 and 15 or 15 and 30, that now you're either mild or moderate, the indication is to have a sleep apnea appliance made, a bite guard. So, you know, obstructive sleep apnea with a CPAP is mostly for severe, but you can use them together. But the facts are and the stats are that most people on CPAP appliances, they just quit using them because they're very cumbersome. They're really difficult to use.
Well, I think we've covered a lot in this segment, and we have more to cover. I want you to talk in the next segment about the compatibility testing for dental materials. That's been around a long time, but not as well utilized as it is today. And for those of you who've just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour. So stay with us. We'll be right back after this brief break.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
I'm Mark Isaacson, owner of Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, the most unique pharmacy in the country. You are unique, and at Village Green, we treat you this way. At Village Green, our passion is personalization and getting the root cause of health conditions. Guidance on foods, nutrients, and pharmaceuticals to empower you with personalized recommendations just for you. For over 50 years, customers have depended on advice from our expert team of pharmacists and clinical nutritionists. Visit Village Green in Bethesda or online at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro. And today our guest is Dr. Thomas Lokensgaard. He's a holistic and biological dentist. He has a background in endocrinology, naturopathy, and we've been talking about preventing and treating gum, periodontal disease, and dental cavities. And we're going to talk right now about a special kind of test that can test for compatibility of dental materials in your mouth. Explain that for us, Dr. Tom.
Sure, and thank you for having me on your show today, Dana. I really appreciate that. And so in dentistry, we use, you know, the thing is, other than what the Lord gave you, everything is second best that we try to manufacture. That, you know, there's estrogen-containing compounds that we use, and we don't use, but are used in dentistry. And so the serum compatibility testing is actually a blood draw. The test costs about $350 to $400. And what it does is it tests dental materials against your white blood cells, and it will tell you whether you are not reactive, moderately reactive, or severely reactive to the dental materials that we use. Now, understand that there are thousands of dental materials, of thousands of composites, of gutta percha materials, of temporary cements, of permanent cements, metals, porcelain materials that we use, and a lot of these can be toxic, especially with people that have multiple chemical sensitivities, and have Lyme, and have bacterial infections, and have unknown, undiagnosed symptoms that they just can't figure out what's going on. But oftentimes, you could be allergic. I mean, if your gums are pink and looking healthy, then there probably is no issue. But if you have crowns on your teeth and filling materials, and you've got red puffy gum tissue, and you're doing everything you can to avoid that, and it's not clearing up, or you have, you know, nickel crowns, and they're red and bleeding, you may be sensitive to some of the materials that we use in dentistry. So go ahead and ask your dentist about that. Now, you're going to have to go to a biological dentist to have this done, because most traditional dentists really won't know about it. There is some question as far as the accuracy of the test. We're not really sure whether it's 100% accurate, but we use it as a guide. Now, not everybody has to do this, Dana, because it is an expensive test. And if you're one of those that you're not allergic to a lot of things, then you probably don't need the test. You could ask your dentist about that, or ask your physician. There are a lot of physicians now that specialize in detoxification, which is another area that you want to test in. I would recommend, if you're having trouble with memory fog, brain fog, being sick all the time, that kind of thing, you probably want to test for heavy metals. So find a good MD or a good DO or a naturopath who can test, do a heavy metals test, and test the metal, concentration in your blood, in your saliva, and in your urine. Most of us, I think, are probably fairly toxic. And I'm not just talking about mercury. There's cadmium. There's lead. Lead's a big issue. And once you determine the value or the toxicity level of your body, of your system, then you can go ahead and go through a detox. But you've got to do this with a qualified physician or nurse practitioner or whomever your integrative doctor is. Other tests we can talk about that we talk about with our patients: get your iodine tested, get your iodine levels up to snuff, get them up to speed. Test your vitamin D3 levels, get those up to speed. You want your vitamin D levels between 80 and 100 nanograms per deciliter, not 32 like is recommended, or not 28 like, people that never get out in the sun. And get out in the sun. And don't use sunblock. Just don't burn your skin. I know that sounds like a heretic, but that's the truth. The other tests that we do are neurotransmitter tests, methylation testing, and endocrinology testing. So test your hormones. Ask your physician to test your hormones, because hormones have a lot to do. I'll give you one example. Estrogen has a lot to do with bone health. So if your dentist is telling you, hey, you have receding gums, is not receding gums necessarily, it's receding bone behind the gums, and your estrogen levels have a lot to do, and your testosterone levels have a lot to do with bone regeneration and degeneration.
Well, this is good. Do you have one takeaway on mouthwash? We get a lot of questions about that in dentistry.
Yeah, stay away from commercial mouthwashes. Our clinic is developing a kind of a proprietary mouth rinse. Basically, the best thing to use are oxygenating agents. I would recommend this. Get a Sonicare. If you're having trouble with plaque control, because we haven't even touched on biofilm, and that's a huge part of what's going wrong inside your mouth, probably. But I would use oxygenating agents like essential oxygen. We use ozone. We haven't even touched on ozone. So any ozonated products, there's now products that are called triozonated oils that you can use. If you have Invisalign trays, if you have bleaching trays, put some ozone oil in there. And ozone kills everything that's bad, all pathogens. So, and it also increases a substance we call ENOS, endothelial nitric oxide synthase, which increases the microvasculature in your gum tissue, which is very helpful and very useful. So anything that's oxygenating. Coconut oil we use a lot. We use a lot of baking soda, but make sure that your baking soda has no aluminum in it. Anything that increases the pH in your mouth is healthy, because now you're reversing the transport system, the dental fluid transport system, in a good way.
Excellent. These are such good tips. Thank you so much. Those are golden, and we love the clinical pearls. And I want to thank you, Dr. Tom, for being with us. This was very interesting, and of course we'll have
you
back,
Dana,
again. In our interview with Dr. Tom, I think you heard us talk about inflammation, and we talked about immunity and autoimmunity. And I want to go over inflammation a little bit more and give you some details. Now, acute inflammation is obvious. It starts rapidly, and it becomes more severe very quickly, and it can last for days to weeks. Chronic inflammation is problematic and may start quickly or slowly and last for months to years. It is the immune system gone rogue, and it can be caused by or aggravated by viruses, bacteria, fungi, toxins, both natural and manufactured, foreign bodies remaining in the system, medications, foods and food components, and autoimmune antibodies. And the autoimmune system and the autoimmune damaging antibody attacks against the body organs and systems can include the neurological system and profoundly affect function. So we look at inflammation as important to address. It does increase with aging. It's one of our breakdowns. We're supposed to be breaking down as we get older, and inflammation is part of that. Now, what foods can aggravate or increase inflammation? The first group I'm going to talk about are the nightshades. The nightshade plant is a deadly plant, and it's known as a Solanaceae. That's the plant family. And there are toxins, solanine, found primarily in potatoes, and capsaicin, which is the active ingredient in hot peppers. We also have nicotine. It is also a nightshade and can be damaging. And so the nightshades can increase inflammation. Some people are particularly sensitive. So what are those nightshades? The foods to avoid if inflammation is present. The number one food are nightshades. That's green potato skins, white potatoes, tomatoes, especially green tomatoes, eggplant, okra, peppers, tomatillos, sorrel, gooseberries, ground cherries, pepino melons, paprika, cayenne pepper, capsicum, and tobacco exposure. And you can also avoid the following foods which contain similar alkaloids to solanine: blueberries, goji berries, huckleberries. And also commercially processed foods. This is the list you hear us speak of quite frequently. Artificial additives of all kinds. If it's artificial, take it out. Preservatives, sweeteners, taste enhancers, flavoring, coloring agents, and excitotoxins. Partially hydrogenated trans fatty acids, I mentioned earlier, they are banned in the USA. Finally, after 50 years of evidence, the government has banned them. Sugars and a glycemic or sugar-raising diet. And that includes anything refined. It includes juices. Caffeine raises blood sugar. So there are many factors here to consider. Other inflammatory agents that we usually look at are gluten and milk products. They can be pro-inflammatory, more so with susceptible individuals than not. These are not allergies. None of what we're speaking of is an allergic reaction. Soy is commonly a pro-inflammatory food. Corn, especially non-genetically modified corn, non-GMO corn. So nuts are common reaction culprits. Seeds are far less of a problem. Legumes can cause problems because of what are called lectins. They increase inflammation, and any reaction-provoking food. So what do we tell you? Go organic, eat the good oils, omega-3, fish oils, krill oils, olive oil, avocado, coconut, etc. So I want to thank you, listeners, for joining us here on The Essentials of Healthy Living. We're here every Sunday morning, and please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take, it's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake in Village Green, wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists offer a personalized approach to help you with your health needs. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.